Headlines in Rhymes.
They own the mainstream media, trying to distract us, but we all know exactly what the facts are. The Zionists are trying harder to take over Masjid al-Aqsa. Daily attacks from soldiers and settlers, Palestinians with their stones, the noblest of battlers. Israelis know they can't deny it. It's definitely David versus Goliath. All week the news focused on the Pope. In the meantime, a Syrian kid with no home is now left with no hope. And if you thought life was throwing you a lemon, just think of all the people that are starving out in Yemen. Hey, then came the news that they found water on Mars. Oh wow, we'll stay on Earth, you guys could drive your space cars. Let's not forget the super blood moon. In South Africa, we always take things too far. It was trending here until mid-noon. People fell in love with it, just like Layla in Majnoon. And then, out of the Bundus, came the spectacular news that Taliban had taken over Kunduz. Then all of a sudden, USA rejoined the battle. The Izzet was already gone, bombing everything in sight. But we know they lost the entire fight. Then to take us back to the past, I wonder why they bothered. The DA's Diane Kola Barnard liked a Facebook page praising P.W. Botha. Just leave about it where it is, far away in the past. I'm sure we're gonna hear one of these days that she got the blast. And then broke the news of the Oregon shooting. It made headlines for a while until they discovered he ain't a Muslim. So have a good weekend and we'll catch you on the next time.
Headlines in Rhymes.